Hi, this is Julie Carter, Vice President for Mission Services. Welcome to this installment of Word and Deed, where we visit with colleagues from around St. Mary's Healthcare System to hear their experience working within our ministry. Today, Tina Childrey, the nurse manager for the emergency department at St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital, tells her story. She talks with us about how she is laser-focused on patient-centered care. It would be hard to miss her commitment to safety. She also lets us in on her secret thing for candy cigarettes when it comes to combating burnout. And listen to her heart for her colleagues, all the colleagues, not just her fellow nurses. That speaks volumes about another core value, reverence. Enjoy.
First thing, just say your name, your role, about how long you've been here, and then we can just engage in a conversation.
Okay. Tina Childrey, RN. I've been here since 2009, off and on, from full-time down to PRN and then back up to full-time. Okay, so.
Well, you were just talking to me. I had no idea that you used to work in trauma centers, flight nurse, and that sort of thing.
Yes. So I started out as a baby nurse in 2011, but I started out initially in registration. But anyway, I kind of grew up here, and then I thought that the hospital was too small to give me the experience that I needed. So I went over to larger hospitals with trauma designations so I could learn new skills. But continuing to work here, PRN, always wanted to fly, so found my way to fixed wing. I did fixed wing travel for a couple years, and then I went into helicopter for about a year. Great experiences there, but I never let go of Good Sam because of the connection I had from being a baby nurse and the older nurses teaching me the things, the think outside the box, the book tells you to do it this way, but this is how it's really done kind of thing. That's education that you can't really get from school. I've been able to see it, Good Sam, go through several name changes. I've got to see the transformation in it. We're still the same at heart. We still have that small hospital mentality. I mean, I don't know if it's mentality, but a small hospital feel, like we're still the community hospital, even though we look like we work in a ski resort. But it's still that same core of when I initially started working here. Like, it's about the patient. We all have those that are, you know, our frequent returners and stuff like that. But they become part of family. We still talk about those that we saw at Old Mini G. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, you know, how are they doing now? We haven't seen them in a while. But it's that kind of history that I have with several of the nurses here that we've grown from, you know, a little 5-bed ER into now we're a 9-bed ER, and our numbers are growing, and I would have never expected us to have this. But going back to working with these nurses, I've known them as long as I've been a nurse, because this is my second career. I've only been a nurse since 2011, and I've learned so much just from these nurses. Mm-hmm. And the support that we have here, if there's changes that need to be made, or if there's concerns, or if there's an idea of how we can improve patient safety, or something as simple as a Luralock vacutainer in the ER, staff can bring it to me, or I can take it to admin and say, hey, I want to try this. And there's not this huge pushback, because if I can prove patient safety or cost savings or hey, just trust me, let me try this. We're still small enough we can do that. Mm-hmm. And we're close enough that we know each other, you know, we have each other's back. So, I mean, I don't know, I can ramble on for days.
Well, it seems like, honestly, you're describing an incredibly supportive group of colleagues that kind of have just at heart the shared purpose, the shared mission. And so that aligns everyone in the same direction.
Right. There's no question. I know that whenever I'm going to be presenting something or if I have an idea, we always fall back to patient safety. Is it about the patient? Because we try to... I mean, I know that sounds like I'm reading off a script or something. I mean, really not. You go back to, is this patient safety? Mm-hmm. Is this patient-centered? How can I make it that? Or I know what questions I'm going to have to answer in order to keep it centered around those things. And that's 110% the focus. If it doesn't make sense for the patient, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, we work staffing around the patients. We, you know, work... everything around patient flow and patient care, if it doesn't work around that, it's not going to. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I can show admin what I'm doing is based on that, that they're going to support it 110%. And I mean, no questions asked. It's like, let's do it. Let's get it done. But we have an amazing team of diverse nurses. We have cardiac nurses, we have new grads, we have surgical nurses, what else do we have? We have a nursing home previous administrator down there, and all of us bring different passions and strengths to the department that is in a very eclectic family. But we work really, really well together. And anytime somebody is sick or not there, or God forbid, they say they need to take time off, or, you know, life takes them in another direction. I mean, it's like a loss to our family. I mean, it just throws off our sink. That's what's really important about our department, is that we stay in sync with each other. And
well, and I love what you told me earlier about the concepts around burnout. Mm-hmm. And that it's often kind of losing sight of that purpose.
Right. You get lost in the minutia of the everyday, of the, oh, I'm here again, the same patient's here again, it's the same thing, I'm just tired, and it is very tiresome. So we have to take a step back every once in a while, and if they don't remember, we have to remind them why they do what they do. And just as simple as pointing out what they're really good at. Sometimes they forget that, you know, I'm writing little thank you cards this morning to them just to remind them that each of them are unique. Because it has been rough. It's been a rough year, and we've seen a lot of our families and friends and coworkers get sick, or, you know, there's other things going on besides COVID, and that's one of the things that I try to get them to focus on, is that not everything's focused on COVID. I've got an employee right now whose grandson is going through chemo treatments. I've got another one who's going through a divorce. I have one that's pregnant right now. I have one who has a child who has lung issues that she's terrified that he's going to get sick. Mm-hmm. There's so much more than just COVID going on right now. Life is still going on, and so now we lay COVID on top of it. So that's why there's that extra burden. So you have to just remind people, this is why you come here. Thank you for leaving your family and coming here to take care of the patients. And let me remind you why you do this.
And what I hear you saying, too, is that you're very aware of being a healing presence, not just for patients, but for your colleagues, too.
Right.
Right. And that's pretty extraordinary.
Right. We have to be for each other. I mean, if we're going to pull through it, if not, we're all going to be burnt out and
yeah,
smoking candy cigarettes.
Only candy cigarettes, of course.
Oh, you know, yeah, the little crunchy ones?
I love those. Those don't make them.
Right? Those are fun. But no,
yeah,
we have to. But it's not just nursing. It really isn't. Housekeeping is getting really busy because they have to clean up our mess. And we're messy. Yeah. Patients are messy. They're not thanked enough. Mm-hmm. So I make a point to really reach out and thank them because they're hidden. Mm-hmm. They don't get seen. It's kind of a thankless job. But it's when you step back and you kind of see all of those things. When you see what other people are doing, it makes you appreciate working here. Because you do have an opportunity to see how other people impact just the daily lives of what's going on around here. Whereas anywhere else, would you know EVS? Would you know the people? I don't know. Would you know the paper guy that comes and empties our paper shredder? No, you wouldn't. I don't know his name, but I know his face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we interact with him just the exact same way. That's what I like being around here. You know everybody. I know she's having a bad day.
Yeah. Even behind the mask.
Right. No.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
No, you do. You know everybody is having a bad day or having a good day or when to celebrate them and stuff like that. So
thank you.
I can ramble.
It sounds like you're wanted.